The Misfits show had much to do with Gallery One, and of course with Victor Musgrave, who was running it. And it's there that I met Spurry, probably towards the end of 1959, firstly, and then again, I believe, at the early part of the next year, 1960. The gallery was then in its original space in Darby Street in Soho. When the Misfit show came on in 1962, it had moved into the West End, into a completely different, and most people thought, not such a happy environment as it had been originally. Now, it was then, in the summer of 62, that I had the letter from Spurry inviting me to take part in the Misfits show in the autumn. I had some reservations about accepting the invitation because I was then very much against showing and working with galleries. I did, however, agree to take part. And in the invitation, Spurry pointed out that all artists could do what they liked, which seemed quite reasonable. But when I put my project to Spurry and Fiu, when they had arrived about a week before the opening, they both strongly disliked it. In fact, they said, "I can't put it on. I simply wanted to hang up all the pages of the Daily Express each day and take them down and each day put them up again, having to use two editions." So I accepted this. And finally, as Emmett Williams, I think, writes in his book on his past, they decided to put up a big photo of myself in place of my exhibit, which I agreed with. It was taken by Ida Carr, the wife of Victor Musgrave, or on a very large sheet of paper and sort of modest life size, and put up. The day after the opening, I took part with most of the others in the ICA event, and I did two works, and that evening Dick Higgins arrived and also took part, and Alison Knowles, and according to Williams, Matunas was in London at the time. I don't remember meeting him. Now, you can imagine that it rather upset me, all this. And although I remained friendly with most of the artists, and particularly with Ben, became very good friends. He gave me lots of his works before he left London, and he sent me most of his publications for years. And Matunas sent me a lot of the material that they produced, particularly the leaflets. I must have been on the mailing list for years. It did rather put me off going forward with international artists. In fact, I stayed in a very isolated phase for years to come. Now, the evening, I think, went extremely well. And Robin Page was the star of the evening, kicking his guitar all around the block, followed by a multitude of the audience. So it was, on the whole, I think, a very great success. I don't remember the name Fluxus being mentioned. It probably was mentioned, but it certainly was never featured in any of the statements put out by the artists. And as far as I remember, the critics didn't pick it up either. Though when I met John Hendricks at the opening of the SOM archive in the Staatsgalerie Stuttgart, I talked to him about this, and he was quite certain that this was a Fluxus event, and he stressed that it must be one of the very first Fluxus events. Now, am I a Fluxus artist? Well, certainly I don't regard myself as such. I would say I was on the fringe of Fluxus. But one thing I would like to add to this, that when I was talking to Wolf Wostell in Cologne, when he did this enormous train project, I think in 81 possibly, in the course of a long dinner we had in Düsseldorf, he came up with the following, that years ago, Pike said to him, if there was a Nobel Prize for Fluxus, I should be the first to get it. I make no further comment on that. I do think I'm close to Fluxus, to Machunas, this concept of Fluxus, that is to say, as a highly political act, act of revolt against systems. I do feel there's a very, very close contact, closer, I would say, than many, many other official Fluxus artists. I think I'd leave it at that.